politics has always been my passion. When I was 5 years old, I was ready to be president. And I thought, why not try this?
Christopher Cummings has lived all over Alaska, from the North Slope to Prince of Wales Island. He has a bachelor's in political science and attended law school. Cummings wasn't able to complete law school, though, because of his struggles with addiction. Cummings has worked for Wells Fargo, but again, addiction got in the way. He's not working now. He's instead focused on his ongoing recovery and his campaign for Congress. A big focus of that campaign is the current high rate of addiction. He says there aren't enough resources available to addicts, especially post-rehab support.
I've been to rehab 3 times, and you know, every single time I was ready to sober up, I felt prepared, but then life hit. You know, I just wasn't prepared to find a job, to, you know, find work, to just settle into that normal life. I mean, us addicts, we don't live normal lives, and trying to put on a normal hat is a challenge. And so, but I think, you know, there's hope.
Cummings says one potential source of hope is establishing programs that connect addiction with mental health treatment.
I've seen statistics that at least 50% of addicts have some kind of comorbid mental illness. I kind of think that's underreported. It's probably closer to 70 or 80% at least. And so it's a struggle to try to get off drugs, but then you have this mental health issue that hadn't been addressed. And so that's another gap that people fall through.
Cummings says he's experienced depression and anxiety, but was able to get help for both along with his addiction treatment. He's currently taking Suboxone to curb opioid cravings. Cummings added in a later email that treatment needs to focus on an individual's needs because not every treatment will work for every person. He also supports repealing the Federal Controlled Substance Act, so those substances could be regulated instead through the Food and Drug Administration. Cummings says he's different from the usual candidate. He says politicians often focus on the economy and jobs. Those are important, but
I'd like to approach this differently, like as the quality of life candidate. I believe that if you give people a reason to be here and keep them happy, keep them, that people will want to stay, that the economic piece will take care of itself. You know, if we have enough teachers, if we have enough healthcare professionals, I mean, those are jobs. You know, quality of life is an economic issue.
Cummings says he's also a big advocate for early childhood education and early intervention for developmental challenges. His 5-year-old son has autism, and Cummings says he's able to function normally in school because of early intervention. Cummings also supports universal health insurance. He cited his own experience when he was uninsured.
Can I afford to go to the doctor, or can I just suck it up and not miss work and get through it? And then the other experience I've had with this is the birth of our son. You know, at that time we did, we had private health insurance, but the co-pays, I mean, we may have just now paid them off. I don't know yet. I don't know.
Cummings says he supports natural resource development, but it has to be balanced with protecting other resources. Oil development in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, for example, is a complicated issue.
I know it's a special place. I've lived up on the North Slope. I know what it looks like, and what, like, there's nowhere else in America like that. But at the same time, right now we need gas and natural resources, not just to get around, but to fund our state.
Careful exploration to start would be okay, Cummings says. Full development would have to be a bigger conversation. Cummings does support exempting the Tongass National Forest from the federal roadless rule. He says resource development on the Tongass is best made by regional managers. Cummings says Representative Don Young has done great things for Alaska, but it's time for a change. At 33, Cummings says he represents the up-and-coming millennial generation. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.